A reading from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman. And they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord. Peace and security. Perhaps you think you have it. But do you? Are you ready for the arrival of the thief in the night? Are you awake and sober, or asleep and drunk with complacency? The day of the Lord is coming. The question is, are you ready? The day is coming. The signs abound everywhere. Wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, famine, fires, floods. The signs are all there, all over the globe, all over the evening news, on the front page and at every click of your radio dial. But it's nothing new, is it? The signs of the end have abounded for centuries. Wars, famines, floods, fires, they've been going on forever. We've heard it all before, and so did our ancestors centuries before us. And yet, here we are. The end hasn't come yet, has it? And in that scenario, complacency has a tendency to set in. We know what the signs are, but we ignore them because they haven't meant anything in the past. So why should they mean anything today? We'd rather not think about the end being at hand. It's kind of an uncomfortable topic for us. We would rather not sound like that strange person standing on the street corner with the placards hollering at everyone passing by that they are going to hell because they don't believe what his sign says. Perhaps some of us are fearful conversations of the end, but most of us simply probably don't want to dwell on it or frankly just don't think about it very much. I doubt any one of us in this room woke up this morning with a thought in our mind that today was most likely going to be our last or the world's last. And if any of us did, it would be a rather unusual thing for us to think. And if we told anyone that we thought that, they'd think we were nuts and call the men in the white coats. Intuitively, we know that it could be. But if we took a poll, and don't worry, I'm not going to, I doubt any of us would vote that most likely it would be. On the one hand, that's a good thing. We're not here to live in fear of the end. We're not here to focus on its imminent arrival or try to determine the exact date at which it might come or live in fear of that time. We're not here to sound like the guy with the placard on the corner. We're here more like Luther, ready to plant our tree even if we knew it were tomorrow. That is to say, we're here to live our lives under the gospel as those blessed by God. But on the other hand, we need be careful that we do not become complacent. We dare not have no thought of the end and its coming at all, for complacency can lead to sin. Acting as though we can sin for all we desire, for there is always time, can cause us problems. Living in the dark and not the light, being asleep and drunk, makes us vulnerable to the attacks of the devil of all kinds. Frolicking in the depths of the degradation of our sin, worrying not as we think there is time. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, at some point in time, there will also be a too late. The end will come, and when it does, it will be too late. But for us who are in Christ Jesus, the end has already come. It has come in Christ. He has come, he has entered in, he has broken the chains of sin and death, and the end of all things has arrived, and the inbreaking of the new creation has already begun. The day of the Lord came in darkness like a thief when Christ died on the cross. The Lord, having come, died, finishing sin and hell. All was condemned in him, and he died for all. Final and complete judgment meted out, the sentence effectively carried out, death lay destroyed, the end had come, and in his resurrection, the new creation broke into the old. The first fruits of those who had fallen asleep had been awakened and were alive. Death was destroyed and life was restored. It came for you in like manner at the font, judged, dead, and buried in your sin with Christ, you lay in a watery grave. And there death was destroyed, and Christ raised you from the dead and fitted you with the breastplate of faith and the helmet of the hope of salvation. God's wrath no longer upon your sin washed away, you restored in Christ Jesus and prepared for life in the new creation, life in eternity, a life for which you have the foretaste now, but eagerly anticipate the feast that is to come. And so we live differently as we await that coming day of the Lord. His final judgment is still to come. There will still come a day of the Lord when heaven and earth shall pass away. But we do not fear its coming. We live rejoicing in the gifts of his creation and even the gifts of the new creation which have already broken in. We live awake and sober in the light of Christ. And as we live, we serve one another. Complacency is replaced by joy. And yes, in Christ, we do have peace and security. Sudden death and destruction will come like a thief in the night, but they will not and cannot harm us, for we are those marked as Christ's redeemed children. Christ has already defeated that thief in the night and all that he brings. Yes, the day of the Lord is coming, and Christ has made us ready. And so thus, with the early church, we look to coming of the day of the Lord with boldness and confidence, and we pray, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.